The All Black Podcast is powered by our official cloud software partner, SAP, helping our teams in black become the best-run teams in sport. To listen to this episode and all the All Black podcasts, subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and anywhere you get your podcasts.
Kia ora whānau, welcome to the All Black Podcast, powered by SAP, part two of looking at the All Black Seven side on the HSBC World Seven Circuit, and we're going to chat to some of the young guns in the squad, see what it's like to be an emerging player on the Seven Circuit. Welcome to the pod, Roderick, Peyton and Fihi. Welcome, boys. And look, what's your chat like, lads? Is this your first podcast being a guest, or are you experienced at this and it's just going to be no problems at all, Fihi?
This is my first one. I haven't really had any experience with podcasts, so yeah.
You'll go good.
Your voice? Yeah. This is my first time as well. But I think Pete's experienced it heaps, so not sure.
Peyton?
This is my first one as well.
First one, boys. I like it. But you're sure you tune into a few. You'd have a couple of favourite podcasts, wouldn't you? So you know what the go is.
Yeah. My FM, a few. Yeah, I got these guys. Kind of. Good.
What do you listen to?
There's just like, I don't know the name of the podcast, but he talks about the sevens and stuff.
Cool. Yeah, all right. So one about the circuit. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. You boys, any that you tune into? Matty Johns for me. I'm always tuning into the Matty Johns podcast and shows. What are you guys listening to? A bit of Bill Simmons, myself, anything else?
I'm trying to remember those two from Auckland, the two guys. Is it my...
I know who you're talking about,
What's their names?
Morning Show.
The morning shift. Those boys are good. Jordan and that from. That's a great one. Right, boys, let's warm up a little bit before, you know, when I come in too hot and heavy. So I want to ask you a few questions. For you, who's the most influential person for you in your footy career? Does someone spring to mind who's been really impactful and influential on you as a footy player? Start with you, Fihi.
Could this be personal?
Yeah, man, it could be anyone.
Probably my dad.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
He's trained me ever since I was young, so
yeah.
Thought I'd give back.
Has he been a coach?
Kind of father, but more for a coach, to be honest.
Yeah.
All these lectures and stuff after our footy games and stuff.
Yeah, a few conversations at the dinner table going through how we can up our game.
Yeah, on the way home as well.
Just turn the radio on, Dad. What about you, Roderick?
I'm pretty much the same as Fee, mum and dad. Growing up, they just travelled a lot around New Zealand and stuff, just following my games and stuff, so...
Yeah, real supportive. Yeah. Got to all the games you needed to be.
Yeah.
All the places you needed to go.
Yeah.
A little bit of advice?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Dad. Dad does quite a few, so.
Yeah.
No, I'm the same as these two boys. Probably my old man. Yeah. Oh, obviously, my other family as well, mum and that. But yeah, I'd probably say my dad was the main one.
Yeah, and good stuff too. Like, you're able to have, you know, have good rugby chats. Like, go through the game and share a few experiences and
Yeah, I mean, it's not nice to hear sometimes. You don't really want to go up to him after the game, but you know, it's the best. He knows what he's talking about, so kind of just trust that, and then sometimes a few tears shed, but
totally, mate. How good? No, that's mate's the theme there. The boys we hit on as well. You know, the old man and family is a crucial part, isn't it? It's awesome to hear. It's the same for you boys. I want to chuck one at you boys, and this can be. This could be when you're five. This could be when you're at school. This could be now that you're on the seven circuit. Best player you've played with and against. Do some guys spring to mind? And as I said, it doesn't have to be, what we're up to now. It could be. It could be someone that that really springs to mind. But it might be someone from the younger days as well. Fihi, anyone spring to mind for you, mate?
No, not really. Probably
dominated everyone, mate. No, ripped them up.
Still thinking, really.
You boys.
Oh, for me, I had the privilege of playing with Ari, club rugby.
Is that for Ori's, eh?
Yeah, he plays
for
Toronto.
Yeah, how good.
That was good when he came in. So, I had the privilege. And the same time, Alex Fido was playing as well, and Xavier Numia.
Yeah.
So those guys came back and played a couple of games for the club.
Awesome to have those pro guys come back and play club rugby, isn't it? And I think it might not have been that game, but in one game, Artie played fullback or something for Orange? Like,
yeah, he did.
He played probably fullback. Played all right.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He didn't even look out of place either. So.
Yeah, he's a good athlete, isn't he? Yeah. Peyton, anyone spring to mind for you, mate?
nah, not really. Probably there's quite a few at school, I'd say. Super 8. Yeah, Super 8 being the best comp in NZ.
It's better than that 1A, isn't it?
There's been a few boys, but can't pick.
Yeah, no, Super 8, it's a great comp, isn't it? Like, it's pretty ruthless, and I mean, you guys got lucky getting over Tauranga boys by 1 point there that year I saw, mate. Yeah, totally. Or it was a draw, wasn't it?
A draw on full time. And then kick, yeah.
Yeah, so, but no, like you say, it's a good comp, and it's awesome to see quite a few fellas, and from the 1A as well, mate, come through and being part of this team, being part of a number of our high-performance teams. It's pretty cool. Question for you lads, and I know you're only, you're not long out of school, you guys, so maybe this stuff wasn't quite sorted out yet, but if you weren't involved in a high-performance professional setup now, what do you think you'd be doing? Fehi, start with you.
Probably...
Professional gamer.
professional gamer.
There's money in that, mate.
Nah, but probably Sparky or Builder.
Yeah.
Did a few building jobs with my dad, but I don't really like staying at one place for a long time, so...
Yeah, and if I was, a little cashy on the side or something, if I got you to come round and fix the door or build a deck, like, are we going to do a good job or...?
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah, cool.
I don't need Roddy's help. I think he's done a few years.
Roddy, what about you, mate?
Yeah, after school, I started my apprentice for building.
Oh, cool.
So I did 2 years at that until I made the team. And then I've always had a dream to try to be a police officer. So
cool.
I'll start that pre-police academy after Olympics.
Yeah.
So on the off season. So.
Mate, that's really cool. And it's impressive, mate, because not as much, probably balancing those things for a while is quite hard, trying to get as much footy done as possible while also doing an apprenticeship. And then great to hear. You'd be a hard man to run away from the, I can imagine. So, any sort of perpetrators are going to be dragged in, that's for sure. Peyton, you, mate, you put any thought to that?
I'd probably say, I probably would have given cricket a go, I would say. Yeah, that's probably my main sport, either from rugby. So it's pretty much between those two. At school, I was pretty close to going the cricket pathway, but then, ended up taking sevens.
So out of the Chris Kugelhine Academy at Hamilton Boys, was it? And summers full of playing cricket, which is, mate, what do you reckon? That's interesting, eh? Like, perhaps a Black Clash appearance coming up for you, and surely that'd pique your interest a wee bit. It's a pretty good day.
Yeah.
I went to the one at the Bay Oval here, just not far away from us now, and beautiful day, and Thurston, Lara, some pretty cool names.
Pretty big names, please.
And rugby got nailed, mate, so maybe they need a bit of help.
Yeah, I did get asked a couple of years ago.
Did you?
Yep, but unfortunately I couldn't play. I was unavailable for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, so unfortunately I couldn't play.
Yeah.
Couldn't play that one, but yeah.
Who
hopefully
knows?
Get a roll my arm over again.
In the future.
Yeah, we'll see.
How good. Awesome to hear too that, played multiple sports at school. I think that's actually pretty cool, isn't it? Like, you play different groups of mates, breaks rugby up, doesn't make, sometimes the old rugby season can turn into a 10-month by the time you do some sevens and some reps and some 15s and Super 8 and go all the way to the final, you end up being tied up for 8, 9, 10 months, don't you? So probably chucking a bit of cricket and maybe keep you a little bit fresh, I'm guessing.
Yeah. I was lucky enough to get out of a few first 15 trainings, pre-seasons.
Yeah.
So hopefully, I think, if I did that, thankful for cricket.
Totally. Boys, you might be young, you might not have honed your sort of culinary skills just yet, but, if you had to turn it on, if you're hosting a dinner party at your place, whether it's the flat, whether it's your parents' place, whatever it may be, what's your go-to meal that you're putting on, and also that you're cooking? There's a bit of debate.
So we have to cook.
You're cooking, and this is what happened with our first round of guests. Is we've got missuses involved, and we've got mums involved, and all sorts of things. You're cooking, and you have to invite one person. Fehi, what's going on?
Ooh, there's a lot of options.
There's a lot of options. Yeah, I like that.
A lot of options.
You've got quite a bit of range in the kitchen. Yeah, is that what you're telling me?
Eggs on toast.
Probably eggs on toast.
Yeah. Yeah, but you do. But you do that really well. Is that what you're saying? Or?
Yeah. I reckon. Yeah, well, scramble's pretty good.
Yeah. Breakfast for dinner, sort of stuff. Yeah. I like that. And who are you inviting along? You've finished making this eggs on toast, and who are we in? Who's that one guest that you get along? Could be anyone, alive, dead, anywhere in the world. Who you got?
Probably Tony.
Yeah.
Tony Ngashu. My flatmate.
Why? Just because he's not going to judge.
Yeah, he's not going to judge.
Just eats.
Some could say a missed opportunity. Yeah, anyone in the world could come along for dinner. Like, it's potential. I'm not, but I'm saying that, you know, if that's who you're choosing, that's who you're choosing.
I'm choosing.
I'm sure he'd like that.
Yeah.
Roderick, what about you, mate?
I wouldn't say I'd cook it, but I'd be keen to go for a dive and get some seafood.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
And
so you'd bring the ingredients, that's what you're saying. You bring high quality seafood to the party. Hopefully someone else can take care of it.
Yep.
But that still is a good contribution because it's beneath your fit that is required to do that. And if you can invite anyone along, who are you bringing along?
Just anyone who wants to have some seafood.
Yeah, which is
these
probably...
These guys are always over anyway, so I don't know.
Yeah, you probably haven't got a choice, mate. You're saying they just come anyway, so... Peyton, what about you, mate? Please, someone give me something. Just give me something that someone here can cook.
What would I cook? Probably go... Keep it simple. Probably steak.
Yeah.
Eggs. Yeah. Or not, like... Yeah. Poached eggs. Yeah. Oh, poached? Yeah, poached eggs. Thinking, yeah. Poached eggs, chips. Yeah. Tomato sauce.
Yeah.
On the egg with the steak.
Condiments.
Yeah.
Sandwich.
On the chips if you want as well.
On the chips.
Just depends.
Well, look, mate, skill level, maybe not that high, but popular, isn't it? Like, that's...
It's all about how you present the dish.
Presentation. Give the people what they want. Yeah. Exactly right. I like that, mate. Stick to what you know. And who's coming along?
Oh, who would come along? Probably say either Tiger Woods or Kobe Bryant.
Oh, I like it. Now we're talking. Now we're talking.
Yeah. Just talk to Kobe about, you know, what he did when he was a sportsman.
Yeah.
How he became to be, his mentality.
Yeah.
And then Tiger Woods. Oh.
Love your golf? Nah, is that why you enjoy hitting golf?
Love my golf. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a comedian.
Yeah.
You know, someone to have good yarns with.
Yeah, Chris Rock or some of those sort of guys are like, they're hilarious, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, mate, your dinner party sounds, that's got a bit of get up and go. That's got a bit of potential. Right, so, I mean, you guys are pretty young and pretty early on in your rugby careers, but actually, you know, through some of the stuff you've done at secondary school level and now being in the team for the All Black Sevens, you've obviously been to some good places. Any favourite destinations that have stuck out so far? And why, Fihi?
Probably Vancouver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually getting that's getting some reps, eh?
Yeah. Like, the stadium's unreal, I reckon.
Good atmosphere.
Yeah.
Good crowd. Good off pitch activities apparently
no
I've heard as well.
Of rain, so,
no chance of rain, so know the conditions that are coming. It sounds like Vancouver's maybe one of these destinations we've got to get to. That's pretty cool.
Apart from the cold, yeah.
Yeah, it's chilly. Yeah.
I think for me, I think London. London, the stadium.
Yeah,
Twickenham.
Playing at Twickenham,
massive, massive stadium. And when it's packed, like you can't even hear anything on the field.
Yeah.
But I think the other one is LA. I think it will be a memorable one for me because my parents surprised me in LA one year.
Awesome.
So I think that those two are the best ones I've been to.
A couple of well-known towns and like to get out and play in Twickenham is pretty cool, isn't it? Like that's sort of one of the best known grounds in the game. So, Peyton?
I was going to say Vancouver, but I'll probably go Sydney.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was be able to play at the new stadium. It's pretty unreal.
First tournament for you, was it?
Yeah.
Sydney?
Yeah, yeah,
so that's pretty cool,
wasn't
it?
So it was pretty special.
Yeah.
You know, playing in front of that many people. Yeah. And that was a pretty unreal experience.
Now, boys, it's you know, someone of my age and stage doesn't know this stuff that well, but I always ask some of the guests, like, who's the best gamer in the team? Like, apparently this gaming thing's quite popular, and there's vicious rumours circulating that Fihi might be sharp. Is this true?
No.
There's a lot of haters in this room.
Well, boy, talk me through it, boys. Who's, you know, if you're sending someone off, you know, to Korea in the stadium for the gaming finals, I don't even know what we call them, you know, who are we sending from the team? Like, who are we genuinely sending?
To be honest, I'll send Fihi.
You would?
Fihi, yeah.
What's your game of choice, mate?
Anything, eh, to be honest.
Yeah.
Fortnite.
Call of Duty. Call of Duty. Fortnite.
Yeah.
Probably.
And do you put the time in? Like, is that why you're going? Because you do the yards? Can we check the phone and see what you should do this week? You know, let's have a look. Like, what have we got this week?
Holy.
I've got about 1,000 hours on that game.
1,000 hours on that game.
On each game.
On each game. Well, mate, you've got to put the work in, don't you?
Yeah.
You've got to put the work in.
A lot of practice.
And is there anyone you fear on the team that could come close to you, or like, nah, it's a...
Nah, it's a massive gap.
Aquila.
Aquila.
Or maybe Aquila.
Aquila's pretty good. There it is.
I like it.
All right, boys, last question in the warm-ups. Don't be polite, because you're younger members in the team, but like, you know, manager comes over to you, team manager comes over and says, give me one person you want a room with and one person you absolutely do not want to. It's all anonymous. No one's going to know. You know, who listens to this podcast? Like, who are you nominating for that, Fihi?
Best, probably Moses.
Moses, yep.
Worst.
Why Moses? He's tidy. He doesn't snore. Like, it's all the good stuff, or...
Oh, he's a heavy sleeper. We both snore, so...
Oh, right. So don't wake each other up.
Yeah, don't wake each other up, so, yeah. Yeah. And he just does anything, so, yeah.
Sweet.
It's probably the best. I don't know about the worst, though.
Have a think about it, mate. We'll come back to you. Roderick?
I think the best one for me will probably be, like, the senior lot.
Yeah.
Just with how they operate, like, in the room and how they prepare for games and stuff as well. So, like, a professional athlete.
Yep, just seeing how the boys do it, the big boys do it. Yeah.
And just trying to follow them and how they do their stuff as well. So, but I think the worst room is will probably be Naki or Kuila.
But just messy, snoring, disorganised.
Yep, messy, smelly. Gas, the gas that comes out of them.
Lucky, yeah.
But yeah,
these
two.
Yeah.
Peyton? I haven't had a bad roommate yet, luckily.
Yeah.
So, I would say probably same as Roddy, probably one of the older boys, had older boys. So, it's been pretty good. Just learning off them. Yeah. Worst? I got no idea.
Totally, and that's a pretty cool part of it, isn't it? Like, one thing you are lucky, and I know there's, when the group's all together and they're all fit and fine, there's 20, 25 people, but it's got to be pretty cool to have those older guys as well. Like, you know, even the group we had before you, who are a little bit older, you know, they grew up watching Timmy and Dicko, you know, Sam Dixon, Scott Curry. These are guys who have racked up heaps of tournaments, so it's got to be good to kick around with them. I'm sure the good lads, but also some pretty good habits and disciplines as well over the years. That's pretty cool. Boys, let's talk a little bit about your rugby days. Like, not necessarily to do with sevens, but like, how did it all start for you boys? Was it, you know, a pretty, you know, standard New Zealand rugby upbringing, you know, played from a young age, played in bare feet, you know, played through school, like, or is there something different to that? Like, Fihi, how did it all start for you, mate?
All of us grew up playing league.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and kind of moved to rugby when I started at Auckland Grammar, probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, Dad got us to...
What position in league?
Centre.
Centre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess he wanted that for us just to get used to physicality, I guess.
Yeah.
Especially being in Auckland, there's a lot of big boys there, so...
Yeah, there is, 100%.
Yeah, we got used to that, and I just wanted us to tackle properly, to be honest.
So I was at Auckland Grammar when you...
started taking rugby seriously.
Yeah.
And going through first 15 and stuff. Yeah, that's when I started my rugby career.
Yeah, cool. Any moments stick out? I know you obviously have the big traditional against Kings, but, you know, we can debate, you know, what comp's stronger, but there's...
there's no debate there.
You know, any great memories from those days? Like, I know, you know, whenever we talk to anyone, it doesn't matter what team in black they're from, you know, some of their best memories are from your school days, eh? You know, like, and I know some of those are probably pretty recent for you guys. Anything stick out? Was there one where you grabbed a hat-trick, mate, and got one on the final whistle, or...?
Just beating Kings in the rival game. Probably beat them all three of my years, except for semi-finals. But, yeah, just beating them in that game was just unreal.
It's a pretty, as I've never experienced it, like it's a pretty big build up, eh? Like, yeah, actually probably really going into it, you're quite nervous, or you know, like, and like, there's good crowd before, and...
Yeah, I've never been to one game like that, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sort of get your cap in the morning, or you know, you do a bit of a ceremony in the morning and a few bits and bobs before the game.
A few huckers before the game and stuff. Yeah. It just gets you roaring.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's probably one of my memories. Probably wrestling Kings, wrestling Shay Clark.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Beating him, that's good. I still hold
Where
it
was
all.
He? Where was it? Was
he was Kings.
Oh, yeah. He was at Kings. Yeah. Brilliant. Oh, mate. I still You've hold just got that in the back pocket if he gets too smart, eh? Yeah. Yeah, I like it. Roderick, what about for you, mate? What did like growing up playing footy look like for you?
Yeah, just like the other Island families, we all grew up playing rugby. My siblings, there's six of us, I think. Six of us. And well, we moved from Samoa when I was four, and we went straight to Oriental Rangatahi, club, and we saw the likes of like Manonu, Jeremy Frush, like all those guys. Growing up in the Savia brothers are just finishing school and stuff like going up to that level. And yeah, I think my favorite memory is when we won the Wellington comp my year 13. It's just the atmosphere with the two schools just chanting off at each other and stuff.
So what two schools were those?
Silverstream, St. Patrick's Silverstream, and right. Scots College. So.
How good.
Best time.
Mm. Peyton, for you, what did it look like for you growing up, mate?
I moved to England when I was just after I was born.
Is that when Dad was at Northampton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty much where my rugby career started off. Yeah. England, I can't remember anything about it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until SA where I started to, start to play properly, but hated every minute of it. Massive kids.
Yeah.
I feel like 10 years old, but 100 and something kids. You're like, what? No.
Yeah. I was going to ask that because that's when your dad was coaching over there, eh? So you started and I can imagine if they start like they finish, the South African boys, they are big slabs of meat from the get-go. It looks like hard ground, big units, love contact. I'm picking, I could be completely wrong, but I'm picking they're not playing ripper rugby when they're growing up. They are tearing into it, eh? And you're probably learnt to step and pass and duck and weave, eh?
Every game was, mum and dad, I'm never playing again. I won't play again.
I love cricket.
That's probably what got me into cricket, I would say. It's just rugby was so tough, but had to just pretty much just try to play every sport when I was young. But yeah, back to rugby, holy tough, but in the end,
what do you reckon,
really
like, kind of looking back at that, like, do you sort of, did it set you up all right, or actually almost did it, you're like, wow, I probably took me a while to get to my work because I was like, wow, I don't know if I want to go to footy on Saturday and play these big Afrikaans. Yeah. And
It did take me a while. It wasn't probably until my last year in SA where I started to properly enjoy it because I was a bit, bit older, you know, the kids were, starting to grow a bit. So, I started to enjoy it a bit more when I was, my India. The end of years towards
because they love it, eh? Like, I mean, we love it. Like, we do love it. Like, we're rugby's is big part of New Zealand culture, but they love it too, and they're very passionate about the sport, aren't they? And everyone just sort of rips in like big time. What about? So you came over as it came back. Dad was coaching here, was it? Jumped in at Hamilton Boys and that's when you got into the Super 8 stuff. And again, is there, you obviously guys had, you've had some really strong seasons over the years, but is there a game or something in particular that sticks out? You had a wonderful period there of just sort of almost doing a bit of South Africa and getting the 1-point win or the, just getting the job done, which is, that's got to be a couple of mates that you're, schoolmates that you still chat about and say, geez, how do we get that one done?
Oh. Yeah. There's probably a couple games. Probably Super 8 final, played Hastings, played them the week before at home, and we lost. And I was in, it was a tough loss too. It was in our pink jersey, so it was for cancer as well.
Yeah.
So we lost that one. It was close too, and then had to drive to Hastings, play them in the Super 8 final again. And it was something like 10-0, I think, at first half. Yeah. We were down, and then ended up winning 12-0. So that was probably one of my most favourite games from high school, if not top four.
Mm.
Yeah.
Love it. Now there's, you know, so boys, we're in the All Black Sevens these days. So like how do we get from what we just discussed to there? Like, was there a little tap on the shoulder? Like, was Sevens, did you play Condors and dabble with Sevens a little bit, you know, while you're at school? Or actually was it someone actually thought, saw something in you and gave you a shoulder tap or a phone call? Or what did it look like transitioning into Sevens for you boys, Fihi?
I never really looked into Sevens until I got called in for the Ignite competition. And yeah, I guess I think I got picked up by then from Mussie. After that, I just started coming in training.
So Tomasi said, look, mate, you're not too bad at this. You want to give it a go?
Yeah, Tomasi, yeah. And then we came and played in Wellington this one time. It's just black and white team before Hurricanes game. And then, yeah, just started from there.
Yeah, cool. Obviously did enough, mate. Obviously did
enough. Yeah, he did enough.
Yeah, did enough.
Roderick, for you?
Yeah, I started 11 when we made Condors for the first time for our school. We went up and played in Auckland, and we came second that year against Hamilton Boys. And it was Quintapaya, Imoni Narawa, like all those guys playing for Hamilton. I was like, nah, I hate this, bro. But yeah, I think it started from there, and then I was in and out with development camps with the Sevens team. And then it wasn't till the start of 2022 when I came in for the 2 weeks trials, and then after that second week I got offered a contract. So yeah, started from there.
Mate, how good? Pretty good times when you get that phone call, is it, to say, mate, you want to come on full time and be in the squad full time? You're pretty stoked, eh?
No, hold on. Oh, let me tell you a story. So my agent came up with an idea and just told me, because I was coming back from my ACL injury, he just gave me a call and he told me to give Clucky a call at the time. And I was like, yeah, I'll give him a call. Got the wrong number, emailed him, still wrong email. and then my agent hit him up, and then I got a call when I got to work one day early in the morning, and he called and he said, how fast can you get on the plane? And I was like, oh, pretty much straight away. And he goes, oh yeah, we've got a Bronco test and everything. And I was like, oh, can I come tomorrow? So I booked the flight for the next day, and then yeah, came up and then had 2 weeks up here. So
but you just you want to give it a crack. You're prepared to sort of try and reach out to him and say, just give me a chance, let me see if I can if I can do something.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. That's cool. Be quite nerve wracking, you know, doing that.
At the time, just going straight to the head coach, and I'm like, oh, damn.
Yeah, but it's pretty cool, and maybe a unique New Zealand thing that you know, was small enough that you're able to do that. You're able to get those contact details. You're able to give him a ring, and then he's able to say, get on the plane, brother, and be down here in a day or two. I can imagine that being pretty awesome, but pretty nerve-wracking as well. Yeah. Peyton, for you, mate, obviously Sevens on your radar. Like, I know the old man was a good footy player, but I don't recall him playing a huge amount of Sevens. It was probably always 15s, eh? Yeah. So, like, was that on your radar at all?
Nah, pretty much all high school, never really thought of Sevens. It wasn't until my last year, I went to go have a meeting with Clarkey when he was the head coach, and then Mussie when it was Oceania in NZ. Yeah, so I went down there with mum and dad, and then I think it was then after that meeting I was like, nah, yeah, I want to go.
Keen.
Wanna
give
go,
it a go.
Yeah, I want to go Sevens. I was like, just.
And boys, like, what attracts you to it? Like, is it, you know, like, oh, geez, you know, not a bad circuit, not a few bad places to go. You know, there's Commonwealth Games, Olympic Games and that sort of stuff, so that's awesome. But also, like, I can imagine it being pretty nerve-wracking. Like, it's a hard game, you know, like there's nowhere to hide. You know, we all know you've got to be super fit. You know, you're playing with some really good guys. Like, you know, what was your reason for giving it a nudge?
Not too sure, really.
Contract.
Yeah. Contracts.
Pay the rent, mate. Pay the rent. Better than building. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot better than that.
But it's got to, like, I'd imagine, just on hearing the other boys speak, like, you've got to grow pretty quick, eh? Like, there's no mucking around. Like, maybe, I'm just guessing, because, you know, certainly don't have the background you boys have, but, like, perhaps in a big, you know, super rugby squad, there's 35, 40 guys, and you kind of, you get your windows here and there, but it's probably,
you know, a busy week here. You're probably really tested, and you find out about yourself pretty quick. You've got to be fit. You're playing some of those games between each other sound pretty full on.
Yeah. Hardest games you'll ever play.
I've heard those spoken about from some of the older guys who have probably got a bit used to it. But for like a few younger guys who are coming in, actually no professional rugby under the belt as well. Like, it's not like you're coming from you know, a super rugby environment or something. Like, when the coach says, okay, boys, we're going 7-on-7 today, I've got to pick 15 for the plane. Like, it's got to be pretty nerve-wracking, eh?
Yeah.
Can you think of the first time you had to do that? Roderick, can you remember the first time you had to do that and who you're marking on the other side? And because, like, sevens is a game where everyone's pretty quick from what I can see, so.
Yeah. Like what the older boys say, like, it is hard playing each other. My first experience was against Moshe. Yeah, it was against Moshe. And, like, I don't know, like, everyone's seen him play, how he plays and stuff, like, just a strong ball carrier. And then when it comes to defense, his tackles are just out the gates. But, yeah, I think my first experience was against Moshe, and I was just like, nah, I'm shitty.
You're right, mate. Carry on. I'll be shitting myself too, mate.
I'll be shitting myself. And then, yeah, it's just because everyone knows what you're capable of and stuff in the team. So, yeah, it's like when you try to do a step, like, the boys already know you how you step and how you, yeah, so.
So you sort of got to find new ways. Yeah. You've got to find ways to make space.
Yeah.
And because I'd imagine too, like, that'd be exactly the same on the series, wouldn't it? Like, we, you know, you guys have all got your skills, your speed, your step, the things you're able to do, your skills. But the other teams know that too, don't they? Like, it's all, everything's filmed these days, everything's taped. We all look each other hard out. I'm sure you know the guys you're about to come up against, and you're like, oh, he goes off the left, or, you know, like, that's what we do, isn't it? So you've got to find ways to break them down. But maybe today, and I'm just guessing, like, if you go into those 7-on-7 situations, like, a bit more comfortable, or you know what's coming, and actually you sort of, you rip in now, and like, that's pretty cool for, what, 18, 19, 20-year-olds. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Lads, what's... like, talk us through it. Like, are you loving it? You know, like, in terms of, is it the travel? Is it playing with, you know, being involved in a high-performance environment, playing with some legends, you know? Big events that you can work towards. You know, what's the stuff that's been awesome? Because I'd imagine... that's all wicked. I can imagine it'd be quite hard at times as well, though. You know, like, you're training the house down. You know, you're coming back from an injury at the moment, Peyton, so it'd be frustration. Like, what's kind of been the highlights so far, boys, in terms of being a part of the All Black Sevens?
Probably just the culture, just the environment. Like, the team's pretty well connected. You know, like, there's not, like, little groups we have. It's like everyone's just one big group. And, yeah, just everyone's just supportive in, like, trainings and stuff. You know, they tell you off, but then after the training, you know, we laugh and joke around about it. And just even with, like, our trial games, competitive as, angry at each other, and then after the games, just joke around about it. And, yeah, back to being connected again. So, yeah, that's probably one of my highlights in this team.
Sounds awesome. Mm.
Yeah, and I think that's probably why it's better when you have, like, less numbers than 15s. Like, our sevens of mine is, like, 25 max. And it's, like, easier to connect with every single one of us. So, and plus, we live in a beautiful place, Mount, and it's just, like, easy to go fishing or go swim or
not
stay
the worst,
on the game.
Not the worst place to be based, eh?
Yeah.
Definitely not.
It's just a tiny bit better than the Tron, mate. We don't want to throw too much
shade. Not the Tron.
Don't want to throw too much shade at Tron. But, Peyton, what about you? First impressions in the environment? You know, you've debuted, you've played in a tournament, you're injured now, but then you're kicking around with some in a great place with some good players. What's been the highlights?
I don't think I could pick one highlight, to be honest. It's all just been pretty surreal. You know, train with your best mates, you know, people you see every day. It's not, most people don't really get to do that. So it's like, yeah, pretty privileged to do what you love every day, come in, run around with the ball with your mates. And it's pretty special.
And we talked a little bit about it in the pod already, but you've got Tamasi Thama, who's your head coach, like, literally sevens legend. I think he's been involved in over 100 tournaments as a player and a coach. You know, his father played sevens, like, you know, a real part of the landscape. You got Scott Curry, you got Sam Dixon, you know, Tim Mickelson, all guys who have played, you know, 100 tournaments. Like, that's got to be awesome, doesn't it? Like, are those boys, you know, sort of
you know, fountains of knowledge that you can tap into? Are they approachable? You know, like, do they share? But then also sounds a little bit like when it's go time,
yeah,
they'll smoke you, you know, they'll rip in as well. Yeah. You know, like, is that what it is?
Yeah, it is. And like at our trainings, it's like they go hard just to, so it can help us get better, like the young boys as well. And yeah, like growing up watching all of them, it's like, and then being able to play with them, it's just like you can't explain how you're feeling. And then it's so easy to like go and ask for help because they're so open to you. But yeah, we do enjoy it, and yeah.
Mate, I know Scuzz and Dicko love a hit of golf. Mate, have you been out with them? Do you put them in their place, or do you let them win because you're the young boy, you know? Put them in their place?
Yeah. Ask Sam Dixon about it too.
Yeah. He can hit a long way, but he sprays a bit off the tee from what I've seen, so he's a little bit rogue, the big rig.
Sam is pretty good at golf. He's not a bad golfer. Yeah. We've had our games over the... Oh, had a couple games. Lost both, unfortunately.
Out to Tepuke Golf Club, is it? Or?
Yeah, definitely. Have to play there. Probably the best course around.
Yeah, I reckon.
Around here.
Good greens, good track, eh?
Yeah. Yep.
Shout out for Tepuke Golf Club. There's, talk to me, boys. Like, so, right, we're into it. We're sort of reasonably far through the series for this year. And as we, you know, it's a newer series, a little bit of a change, some new destinations, bit of promotion relegation, 16 teams down to 12. We've got a few to go. Honkers, you know, like Hong Kong coming up, which is one of the sort of iconic sevens events. Like, where are we at? Where's the team at? What sort of nick are we in? You know, are we building well? Are we going to have a strong finish to the season? And even talk us through a little bit. I think you just got the thumbs up, didn't you, to go away and sneak a tournament in Fiji. Is that correct? Can you tell us a little bit about that tournament? It sounds pretty cool. Sounds a bit off-grid and a little bit like duck and weave and pass.
Oh yeah. We had just team meeting today. Got told that a few of us are playing, or most of us are playing in Fiji. So leave next Wednesday.
What is it? What's that tournament in Fiji?
Marist? Yeah, it's a Marist competition. Yeah.
I think it's one of the biggest ones in Fiji. So I think it'll be good to play over there, especially in Fiji against other Fiji teams.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, it's really tough. So some teams over there just. Yeah, so I think it'll be good.
There'll be some fellas who have no clue who they are, and they'll turn up just be elite.
Crazy. Of course, Fijians. Oof.
I think the last time these guys went to Fiji, they didn't...
We lost in our semi-finals or quarter-finals against the Army team. The Army Fijian team.
It just shows how good Sevens are
awesome.
Fiji. Yeah.
Also, the main Sevens team lost as well.
To the Army team.
So it was just like, this is crazy, just so many talent everywhere.
Just growing on trees, awesome Sevens players, eh? Yep. Just like coming, like that's so cool. Mate, that'll be an awesome trip, and again, I'm sure that'll be rapid learning for the boys. So what about the team? We're trying to get as fit and healthy as we possibly can, so trying to get a few people back on deck. But then, you know, for some of the newer guys, not just the really new guys, but for some of the other guys that don't get as much time, I suppose it's creating huge opportunity with guys out. There's people getting a lot of game time, a lot of experience on the grass, and it's got to help the depth of the squad, I suppose, does it?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Oh, I'm not sure. I guess this Fiji trip's more for like some of the younger boys to get some more game time.
Yeah.
I guess some of them haven't been able to get too much this year, so I think this next trip will be pretty good for all of us. Let's get a few more minutes. And there's lots of likes of Tone. He's coming back in, getting some minutes next week as well, so that'll be good for him. Good to see my flatty back out there. And Moses as well, coming back from knee injury, so that'll be good for the boys to get a few minutes.
Pretty cool. And Peyton, your injury, mate, like, how are we tracking? Are we hopefully going to be in the mix or be able to put the name in the hat at some stage in the future? How's it looking?
Hopefully. Not too sure yet. Yeah. Still talking through things at the moment.
What part of the rig's crook, mate? Like, what's...
what's not? just recovered from knee, but my shoulder's playing up a little bit as well at the moment. So, Yeah. So hopefully get that.
That's great, mate. You can do all the fitness and not play the games. You know, you can just run and not get to play in the games. Sounds awesome.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, I think it's harder being injured than being on full, because you're just, if you're injured, you're running on the side of the field, and sometimes it's
not even running with the other guys, just running.
Just running, and it's sometimes a lot harder than normal training. You're just like, oh, get me out there. But yeah, hopefully back soon.
So we come back from Fiji, Hong Kong's the next one, and hopefully throughout the course of the season we get more and more guys fit and available. Like that's awesome. Look, boys, good luck. Like, I hope this upcoming tournament goes well. Peyton, I hope you get that rig sorted and get actually, out on the field and able to play in the games. And thank you, boys, for coming in. I really appreciate it, and good luck for the rest of the season. I'm sure you boys will rip it up for the remaining games on the series and also the big pinnacle event this year, which is pretty exciting. Well done, boys.
Thank you. For having us.
Thank you.
The All Blacks podcast is powered by our official cloud software partner, SAP, helping our teams in black be the best run in sports. Hosted by Rob Dunn in the Hargrave Street Studio. Produced by Carl Thompson from Blue and Ginge, the podcast producers. Video editing by Mac Leesburg, graphics by Western Design, content advising from Andy Burt, and commercial manager for the podcast is Valeska Hove. Follow the All Blacks podcast on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, and anywhere you get your podcasts.